things on their heart this morning and desire the Lord's help this morning for sure on these things. Lord, burden their heart with a couple of things this morning. We'll try our best just to mind Him. Maybe we want to read over in Hebrews in the 10th chapter. We'll read a little bit here. Probably starting in about the 35th verse of the 10th chapter of Hebrews. Just want to maybe start right there. The Bible says, "Cast not away therefore your confidence, which hath great recompense of reward. For ye have need of patience, that after ye have done the will of God, ye might receive the promise. For yet a little while, and he that shall come, and will not tarry. Now the just shall live by faith. But if any man draw back, my soul shall have no pleasure in him. But we are not of them who draw back unto perdition, but of them that believe to the saving of the soul." And that's the scripture the Lord had laid on our heart this morning. And we may turn back over into 1 Samuel just a little bit there. And I know this is very familiar, but over here in the 30th chapter of 1 Samuel there, if you want to turn there, speaking of David, at a point here in his life, and the Lord just put these two scriptures together for us there, but over in the 30th chapter of the book of 1 Samuel, the Bible says, "And it came to pass when David and his men were come to Ziklag, that on the third day that the Amalekites had invaded the south and Ziklag, and smitten Ziklag, and burned it with fire, and had taken the women captives, and that were therein, they slew not any either, great or small, but carried them away, and went on their way. So David and his men came to the city, and behold, it was burned with fire. And their wives, and their sons, and their daughters were taken captives. And David and the people that were with him lifted up their voice and wept, until they had no more power to weep. And David's two wives were taken captive, Ahinoam the Jezreelitess, and Abigail the wife of Nabal the Carmelite. And David was greatly distressed, for the people spake of stoning him, because the soul of all the people was grieved, every man for his sons and for his daughters. But David encouraged himself in the Lord his God. And David said unto Abiathar the priest, Ahimelech's son, I pray thee, bring me hither the ephod. And Abiathar brought thither the ephod to David. And David inquired at the Lord, saying, Shall I pursue after this troop? Shall I overtake them? And he answered him, Pursue, for thou shalt surely overtake them, and without fail recover all. So David went, he and 600 men that were with him, and came to the brook Besor, where those that were left behind stayed. But David pursued, he and 400 men, and 200 abode behind, which were so faint they could not go over the brook Besor. And I guess I'll stop right there for just a little bit, but this scripture's been on our heart there And in this here that that David was facing these things in his life, I've thought a lot on this week and how the Lord's kind of dealt with us. And I know we've preached from here before, and no doubt we've heard many men stand with these scriptures in this. But as for the time I believe that we're in right now, I believe the Lord has sent this today for an encouragement unto the people of God. But I know it's been an encouragement unto me. But we read that scripture over there in the book of Hebrews, where he said to cast not away therefore your confidence, which hath great recompense of reward. And it said, for ye have need of patience, that after ye have done the will of God, that ye might receive the promise. And I got to thinking on that, you know, in that right there, our confidence. And we know, I'm sure, no doubt, that we all know what a confidence is. It's having a trust. The definition would be a trust or a reliance. And assume an assurance of mind or firm belief in something, and a stability. Confidence is having a full trust and a full assurance in the capabilities of what you're putting your confidence in. And that's why it tells us there to cast not away therefore your confidence. Let's not in times of trouble and the weariness of the day and the hours that we may live in, the things that we see come to pass, the troubles, the trials, the tribulations, we realize when we know the Word of God is not let down anywhere in letting us know that we're going to face some hardships and that we're going to go through some trials and some things that we're going to face in life. But He tells us there in the Word of God that to cast not away our confidence. Don't cast away our reliance on God, our trust in God, our belief in His ability to overcome all these things. And that's where we kind of got to where we were thinking about David over there. Now that in that day of there, you know, he had been doing what the Lord had required of him. God had set him up and He told him he was going to be a king, and he'd been anointed by Samuel over there, and the Lord had promised him some things, and he still had to flee from the hand of Saul. He was in a time in his life when he was having to struggle along, I guess is the word we'd need in things, but he had people that was walking with him. He was people that he was leading, and even in through the times that he was facing, there was a responsibility of leadership upon David's life. There was a responsibility to stay firm with where his beliefs were. But David, as we are in the times and the days and the hours that we live in as Christians, as an example in this world, is David in his day, no doubt, was it of the same fleshly nature. He had the same downfalls that we have today. And within himself, you know, when everybody started turning against him, even the people he loved, the people that he cared about, the people that had walked with him, you know, when they faced their trials, they faced their troubles, just like David did, they started wanting to fall away, they started wanting to stone him, they started wanting to turn against him. And David in himself, he was distressed, and he was wearied, and he got down, he got discouraged in himself. And then I love it, though, the Word of God said, and David encouraged himself, and the Lord is God. And I'm thankful today, you know, as a people, as the children of God, as we are going through this life and we face things and we all go along, we all get distressed and we all get discouraged. I thought about encouragement. I thought how that David, you know, each individual, I know, and no doubt we need to lean on one another and we need to draw encouragement from one another. I got to studying on this, got to reading a little bit, and over in the book of Isaiah there, and in one place there, if I can find it just a second here. It's important for us to encourage one another. But I thought where Isaiah wrote over here in the 41st chapter of the book of Isaiah there, he said, and they helped every one his neighbor, and every one said to his brother, be of good courage. And it said, so the carpenter encouraged the goldsmith, and he that smoothed with the hammer, him that smote the anvil, saying, It is ready for thy soldering. And he fastened it with nails, that it should not be moved. And I thought, even in these days, in the building of things, and how that the Lord required each one to encourage one another, and they each one, the Bible said, they helped every one his neighbor, and every one said to his brother, "Be of good courage." You know, and if you get to looking up what courage is and everything, that means the quality of mind which enables a man to encounter danger and difficulties with firmness. I like that. And to encourage somebody is to give confidence. We need to be within ourselves, one trying to encourage another. The carpenter encouraging the goldsmith, and the goldsmith encouraging the one, the next, and all these that need to come together. We each one need to be encouraging one another, and given that quality of mind, as that definition says, that enables us to encounter danger and difficulties with firmness. I'm thankful today for a confidence that I've got in God, a confidence and a reliance that I have on Him, and knowing that He's able, that whatsoever comes our way, and how that the church needs to be encouraging one another. But even in all of that, I thought about how that he went down and David had to encourage himself in the Lord. And I thought how that a lot of the things we're facing in the day and the hour that we live in, it took David getting a strong confidence in his life. It took David not casting away his confidence in the Lord. It took David to set the example in front of the people and be able to call for the ephod, to be able to stand up in the midst of the things. David had both of his wives taken. David had seen things that he had dear in his life being taken by the enemy, just like everyone else. But I'm going to tell you what, there was a people there that was looking unto David for encouragement. They had been following him along, and even in the following that they had done with him, they found themselves in a place of turmoil, at the place of distress. They lost some things in their life that looked like they were gone and possibly forever. But it took David getting down and getting to business with God and encouraging himself in the Lord, his God. I'm going to tell you what, today, if we want our people, to have a confidence in God as individual Christians, we're going to have to get down to business with God. Hey, we're going to have to encourage ourselves in the Lord our God today. We're going to have to get away from looking at what's going on around us, from still feeling sorry for ourselves, for the things we're facing, for the things we're going through. And we're going to have to get down to business with God today. And we're going to have to get encouraged in our God. We're going to have to get a confidence, a reliance, a belief, an understanding that God is in control of this thing. We're going to have to encourage ourselves and our Lord and our God. We're going to have a strong confidence. He said, "Cast not away therefore your confidence, which hath great recompense of reward." Putting your trust, your reliance, and all your assurance of your mind in the firm belief that God Almighty is in control of what's going on. There's not none of these things that took Him by surprise.
Do you think that God didn't know when David and the mighty men of his armies had went out? Did you not think that God knew that the enemy was going to come upon his people and was going to take them captive? Yes, sir. God knew. Yes, ma'am, God knew. Did you not think God knew the day and hour we'd be living in today? Did you not think the filth and the ungodliness that was going on in this world that God knew? No, you better have some confidence in your God. Because the reason that the way we are today, the reason we can have confidence in our God, God knew the day and hour we were going to be living in. That's why God prepared a way of escape. And how shall we escape if we neglect so great a salvation? God knew the hour we'd be living in. He knew the day we'd be living in. And He created a way through faith, by grace, there's an escape from the enemy today. God knew. God knew that David was going to be distressed. God knew that the armies and the mighty men of God, mighty men of David, were going to be distressed. God knew the day and the hour that they were going to live in. And God knew it was going to take David encouraging himself in the Lord. I always thought a whole lot about this. How David, no doubt, got down that day right there to encourage himself in the Lord. He probably went all the way back and went to remembering the lion and the bear, how God delivered them. He went on down and got to remembering how that God delivered Goliath unto him. And he got to remembering, there's been recompense, of this reward. There's been some repayal. There's been some things that's been given back unto me back through time because I stayed with the Lord, because I had faith in His strength, because I had a belief in His power, and His trust. I trusted in Him and in His might. And David remembered in that day. What do you think encouraged David? He remembered he had a God that could deliver. It didn't matter how big, how strong, how powerful that the enemy looked. And David was able to encourage himself in the Lord. Child of God, if you've been saved any time at all, you know your God delivers. You know your God is more than able to bring to pass what we're facing. Encourage yourself in the Lord this morning. You know what we need? We need what the Word of God said we need. He said for our in Hebrews, He said, ye have need of patience. David and them had faced a harsh time in their life. Do you know what it took? Getting encouraged in the Lord. Getting themselves brought back together to where they're all in one mind and one accord. That's what the churches needs to do today. We need to get encouraged in the Lord. We need to realize when we stand together in the might and the power of God, there's no greater army than the church of the living God. There's not an enemy. There's not a prince. There's not a principality. There's not a spiritual wickedness in a high place that can overcome the confidence of the mother church when she comes together in love with the Father. All enemies will fall under the power, under the might of the church and the Father coming together in love today. We need patience. And we need to trust God. We need to believe God. And we don't need to go past that. It's better over in the book of Psalms, 118th Psalm, I believe verse says that it's better to put your confidence, put your trust in God, rather than to put your confidence in man. I'm afraid today that a whole lot of us are putting our confidence in man. We ain't trusting God no more. We think we've got to do things a different way. We've got to come at this with our own strength, our own mind, our own abilities. But I promise you this today, that won't work. Hey, the only thing that's going to work is not to cast our confidence of God off, but to be fully and surely trusting in the power of God and in our reliance on Him. Hey, it says over there in that, it says that we need patience, and it said that after ye have done the will of God, ye might receive the promise. Hey, what did Solomon say? The conclusion of the whole matter was to fear God and to keep His commandments. What is the will of God? That we keep His commandments, that we fear Him, that we follow Him. How did David and the mighty men of God ever find deliverance? They come together in one mind, one accord, with their confidence rooted, grounded, and settled in God Almighty. And they mounted up, and they went their way, and they were right on the heels of the enemy. Word of God tells us there. He said, "For yet a little while, and he that shall come, and will not tarry." There's an assurance we've got, church. That one that shall come will come, and he will not tarry. We got a promise to God. He's coming back to get us. We got a promise to God. Hey, there's some people, that God's told us is going to be coming. There's some people that's going to get saved. The old enemy has got them captive right now. Do you know what it's going to take to bring them up out of the captive hand of the enemy? It's going to take the church getting encouraged in the Lord our God. It's going to take us preachers, us pastors, us deacons, our Sunday school teachers, and the lay members getting encouraged of our God, ourselves, getting at home on our own, not just down at the church, but getting on our knees, getting in our Bibles, and trusting the God of heaven with everything, with our children, with our wives, with our husbands, with our families. It's going to take encouraging ourselves in the Lord our God. And that'll bring about that'll bring about a confidence, a reliance, and a full assurance in the power of our God in our life, to where the carpenter can give the goldsmith courage. The goldsmith can give the one that's smooth the courage. And that one can give the one that works the anvil courage. Hey, and this courage, it'll get contagious. Hey. You read over there. It took David encouraging himself in the Lord and getting where David needed to be. And you'll find where they was 600 men following him. After that point in time, about 200 of them got weary down there at the brook. Hey, they had to stay behind with the stuff. Hey, they couldn't go no further. But they was still about 400 that stayed with him. There was still about 400 that went on into the battle and helped overcome. But I'm going to tell you something about them that stayed behind with the stuff. There's some that's gone a little weary. There's some that stayed behind. But I'm going to tell you what, when victory comes, hey, I'm thankful that God will bless. God will bring joy. God will bring happiness. But I'm going to tell you something. God wants us to stay firm in the battle. He wants us to keep pressing onward. He wants us to come together. He wants us to encourage one another. He wants us to go in and to bring back that that the devil has laid captive on. We're going to have to walk together in Christian love. We're going to have to stay firm in the Word of God. We're going to have to encourage ourselves in the Lord our God. You listen to this here. We need patience, church. Hey, just a little while, and he that shall come will come. And he will tarry not. Listen. Now the just shall live by faith. But if any man draw back, my soul shall have no pleasure in him. I'm afraid today there's a lot trying to draw back. There's a lot trying to back up. And there's a lot saying that we can't do nothing else. We've went as far as we can go. And they just want to sit down and they don't want to go a little farther with God. I'm going to tell you what. Hey, if all 600, would have give up and sat down by the brook. Hey, if all 600 would have said we're just too tired, we're too weary. Hey, there's going to be some that sits down. There's going to be some that tries to draw back. But even those men, they couldn't go back to Ziklag. They couldn't go back to where they come. Hey, they stopped right at a brook. They stopped right by somewheres. But I'm going to tell you what, there's still 400. Hey, they couldn't stop. I'm thankful today there's still a few of us. Hey, that can't stop. I don't care if others might sit down, if others don't go forward. I'm thankful there's still a few that's willing to cross the brook, still willing to go towards the enemy, that's still willing to get in a fight, that's still willing to see victory over the things that the devil has taken away and in captive from us. Thank you, Lord, for liberty. Thank you, Lord, for freedom this morning. Ain't no place to draw back, church. Ain't no place to cast off your confidence. Ain't no place to cast off your trust and your reliance in God Almighty. Ain't no place for it. Hey, why is that, preacher? Hey, listen, he goes on to say, but we are not of them who draw back unto perdition. What is perdition? Perdition is an entire loss. That's the loss of everything. Hey, that's total loss. But I'm thankful today, praise God. Oh my, God saved my soul. He brought me out of perdition. And I can't draw back. I can't go back to total and entire loss. Praise God. I've got a heaven. I've got a hope. I've got faith that's rooted, that's grounded, that's established, that's firm and based on the rock, Jesus Christ, this morning. I can't draw back. We are not of them who draw back into perdition. If you're born again, child of God, I'm going to tell you what. Listen to me this morning. You listen careful. They some that's went back. They some wallering in sin, and they love it every day. That's right, they do. I'm going to tell you something. They some Christians that's tried to go back to the world, and they live in misery every day. But they some that's made some false professions. They some that ain't never truly drawn back. They some that ain't never gone away from perdition, that's gone out into the world, and they can stay in it. They can waller in it. Hey, they can go back to their vomit. They can waller in the whole lot and it not bother them. But I'm going to tell you something about a child of God. You try to go back. You try to draw back. Hey, there's going to be something there that eats and gnaws at you. I believe them 200 that stayed by the brook. I believe them 200 that didn't go on in the battle. I believe that every day they sat there, they felt like they were letting down the armies of David. They felt like they wasn't where they need to be. And I believe there's a lot today that's went back or tried to stay right where they were at and couldn't go back and enjoy and live where they once lived. Hey, but I'm going to tell you something. Them that's ever been riding with God, them that's ever been in the army of the true King, cannot return back under the vomit, under the waller. They cannot go back and enjoy where they're at. Why, have you ever been born again, and you're not of them who draw back unto perdition? You can get in a stagnant standstill and not go anywhere, state in your life. You can't forget who you are. There were still some people sitting there by that brook. They was waiting for David to come back. I believe today they some that's quit and sat down in the battle that ain't fighting no more. I believe you said, I'm just too tired. I can't go on. I can't do another thing. I've done all I can do. I'm just going to have to stay right here. Well, I'm going to tell you something. The army of God keeps moving forward, and we go towards the enemy. Hey, and just like David did, if you go on and you go on into the battle, you will overcome. If you won't have to get encouraged in the Lord, you're going to have to get your confidence strong. Don't cast it away. And get into battle. The other them that stayed by the brook was still David's. But you know what? All them others that followed, all them others that went in the battle got their confidence strengthened that day. And you know what? They always had memory of that battle. They always had memory of everything they conquered that day. And the victories that they was able to wrought. And you know what? The next time they went into battle, they had more strength, they had more confidence to fight again. And some that stayed in the battle through this way, and they've got a strength and a confidence. And a lot of times you say, I just ain't got that. You say, I just can't be that person. You want to know why that is? Because so many times when the battle comes up, you decide just to sit down by the brook and wait on the blessings to come back on you, instead of getting in the battle and fighting for it yourself. Amen. That's the truth. There's a whole lot today that's just sitting down on God, and it's sickening. Yes, you're still going to get blessed of God. Yes, you're still a born-again child of God. But you know how sickening it is to know that you sat down and got out of the battle and ain't fighting like you used to? Hey, the other people that was in the army of David didn't even want to give out the spoils unto them that had stayed behind. But David said, no. He said they're worthy. They get the same things. They get to enjoy these spoils. And he sent the spoils unto everybody, the children of Judah and all. Hey, God is a loving God. But I'm going to tell you this much right here. He don't want you sitting down. He don't want you stopping. He wants you to go forward in the battle to be able to have confidence. You want to make your life more miserable? You just sit down. Hey, you just stop going. Hey, you want to get stronger? You mount up on your horse and you get to ride with the armies of God. And you get in the battle. Hey, and you'll have strength. You'll have confidence. You'll have patience when the next battle comes up to realize and know that you serve a God that can, shall, and will deliver.
Don't you cast your confidence aside. He said, but we are not of them who draw back unto perdition, unto total loss. In other words, but of them that believe to the saving of the soul. I promise you this. God help me. I pray if the Lord ever sees me getting ready to lay down and quit on Him, I pray He takes my life. God help me. As the Word of God said, to believe to the saving of the soul. Hey, some I've got right now, it's on my heart that's lost and they're going to hell. Richard, we're in a bad time. Lord, we're in such a battle. I don't think we can go. I don't think we can do. It just ain't nothing else we can do. I beg to differ with you. I'm going to stay with the book. I'm going to stay on the rock. I'm going to keep going forward in the battle. I'm going to keep fighting the good fight of faith. Hey, I'm going to keep my confidence in God. I'm not going to cast it off and throw it down and go to try to pick it up something else. I'm going to trust, hey, in God today. Hey, I got to reading over there in the Word of God as I was studying some of this out. Hey, there was a place where David was going to go up and face Goliath. Hey, and I want you to understand something. Hey, David, Saul tried his best to get David to take on his armor, and David would not wear it, for he had not proved it. Hey, he wasn't going to put his trust, his confidence in another man's armor. He wasn't going to put his whole reliance on what another man told him. David, even in that he encouraged himself in the Lord. Hey, he went back to the time when God delivered. He went back to the time when his armor of faith, hey, was the only thing he needed, was the only thing, hey, that was going to deliver him. David knew that Saul's armor wouldn't get him through the battle that he was getting ready to face. Hey, and I want you to keep following on. David, when he went on through, and even unto this time overcome the enemy, he overcome through faith and encouragement in the Lord his God. And during the same time that all this was going on, the Philistines were fighting against the armies of God. You read on in this over there in 1 Samuel and you'll find where that Saul fell to the archers. Hey, there was something found a place to pierce the armor that Saul wore. There was something that brought that king down. Hey, he had his confidence in his natural strength, his natural stature, hey, in his natural armor. But I'm going to tell you something, the enemy found a breach in the armor of Saul and brought him down. Hey, in that day, and Saul fell upon his own sword. Hey, and he died. And they took that man. They beheaded him. And they hung him on a wall. And they took his armor. And they placed it over there in the gods, their God's little old temple. They placed his armor right in there with it. And as far as I read, his armor stayed in that place. Hey, but I'm going to tell you about a time when the Philistines tried to take the things of God and place it in there with their God. Their God had to bow. Hey, I promise you this today. If we put our faith, our trust, our hope, our confidence in the armor of faith, in the true armor of God,
the whole armor of God. I promise you this, the enemy's arrows, the enemy's, the sword of the enemy will not be able to pierce the shield of faith today. You better get your confidence in God. You better get your confidence in the whole armor of God. You better take on the shield of faith, the word of God, and the sword and the spirit. And you better walk in the confidence of God, and you better not cast it off. I don't care if you look over and you see one floating to just sit down. Hey, you encourage yourself in the Lord, and you look over and you try to encourage them to get back in the battle. Just like the carpenter encouraged the goldsmith. You see your brother getting ready to lay down. Hey, encourage him. What does encourage mean? To give courage. What is courage? The quality of mind which enables a man to encounter danger and difficulties with firmness. Hey, you share your courage. You get encouraged in the Lord. Don't you depend on me. Don't you depend on nobody else. You depend on God. You get down on your knees. You get with the Word of God. You get in the Word of God. You get on your knees in prayer and supplication unto the Lord and encourage yourself in the Lord your God. And when you get into battle, it'll give the others courage. They'll want to get into battle too. Yeah, there's going to be some that'll stay. There's going to be some that'll sit down. But I promise you this, there'll be more that'll stay in the battle. There's a third of them sit down over there, I reckon. There's two-thirds went on and trusted the Lord and saw the victory come to pass. I'm going to tell you what, I'll encourage you today, be part of the two-thirds rather than the third. Don't you sit down on God. Don't you quit on God. Don't you cast aside your confidence. But encourage yourself in the Lord your God today. You get a reliance and an assurance and a firmness in your God today, and you trust Him with everything that you've laid at His feet. And you keep on in the battle. Don't you sit down. Don't you quit. Don't you give up. Don't you get weary and well-doing. You need patience. I need patience. And the only way we're going to get it is to stay with God. Stay with what He's ordered us unto do. And that's not to lay down in the battle and not to give up, but to keep moving forward, to keep trusting, to keep having our confidence in God and not man. I pray today the Lord encourages you. I pray He strengthens you. I pray today, next time we meet together, I pray that we see our objects are coming up out of an altar. I pray today I get a call that somebody got saved. I pray today I get a call that somebody got back into battle. Somebody got encouraged. It ain't just up to me, it's up to you. It ain't just up to the deacons, it's up to everybody. It ain't just up to the teachers, it's up to everybody. That carpenter had a goldsmith he was to encourage. That goldsmith had one that was to smooth to encourage. That man had one that was to work with the anvil to encourage. Each one of them, all the way down to the one that would drive a nail to be able to make it whole and strong and forever. Each one of us has got a place and a purpose in this to do our part to be able to encourage another one. All the way down to where that in somebody's life there'll be a nail that'll be drove in their house that will be there forever and ever. See, if you work all that back around,
It comes all the way around from the very one that was going to have to drive the nail. It took all those one encouraging the other right down to the very end till the nail God drove. It's the same way today. It's my place to encourage you. It's your place to encourage somebody else. It's every one of our place to stay in this battle until we see everything accomplished and to see God's will done. I thank the Lord today for liberty. Lord, you just don't know of the freedom that God has blessed us with today to be able to stand and to preach the gospel of a risen Savior, of a hope that goes beyond this world. A hope that's not of sight. A hope that's not of things seen because they're temporal. But a hope of things eternal. And it's from the gift of God. And it's from the recompense of the reward. I'll go back and I'll read that. Cast not away therefore your confidence, which hath great recompense of reward. I promise you, the hope, the confidence, your confidence, hath great recompense of reward. I love you. I appreciate you. And I just ask the church's prayers. Let's keep remembering all our objects. I love you. I thank God for another opportunity. Ask it all in His sweet name today. We thank Him for this opportunity. We thank you. Till we meet again. Love you.